Out of the pages of Western history comes rip-roaring tales of the Old West.
Rip-roaring tales for you about the Old West. Rip-roaring tales for you. Sit down and be my guest. Rip-roaring tales for you. You're sure to be impressed. Yee-haw!
Join us now as we bring you true Western stories.
Hello, Sonoma. Welcome to Rip Roaring Tales of the Old West on KSVY 91.3 FM here in Sonoma. And hello to all our listeners all over the globe listening to us on the web at www.ksvy.org. Well, today's show is a very special one, folks. We're on location here on the Sonoma coast. We're broadcasting to you live, right here above the surf line on a windswept Sonoma coastline. And I couldn't be more pleased to have Breck Parkman, senior archaeologist for California State Park, standing right next to me. Breck, we're so pleased to have you back on our show.
Thanks, George. It's a pleasure to be here.
And of course, standing with us here above the Pacific Ocean is my co-host, Joe Hershaft.
Hey, fellas. Good to see you today.
Thanks.
Ooh, that wind is strong, man.
It's our second show with Breck, and today we're going to solve many of the questions about California's ancient past that he's been working on for years.
I couldn't be more excited.
You see, folks, Breck has been studying the Old West, and in this case, we mean old, as much as 13,000 years ago.
Whoo! That's old.
That's really old, all the way back in prehistoric time, long before there was a KSVY or the Plaza or Vallejo or Spain or Mexico or Bear Claw Bob or Old Cougar Face, way back when men were Paleo-Indians and the mammoths ran scared.
So, George and Joe, I've been meaning to ask you, just how are we going to find out the answers to all these questions I have regarding ancient man in Sonoma?
Two words, Breck. Time machine.
What?
That's right, Breck. Matt and his high-tech Sonoma Valley High School students here at KSVY have been working for weeks.
Day and night.
On that most amazing of inventions, a time machine.
Wow. So that's the strange-looking box you have leaning against the large rock over there?
Yes, indeed, Breck. And in just a few moments, you and me and Joe are all going to get in that box and go back in time.
I've been waiting for this my entire life.
Before we go back in time, Breck, perhaps it would be useful to our listeners if you could review your Rancho Lebrean hypothesis. This is what we will be trying to prove today.
Good idea, George. Well, simply put, my Rancho Lebrean hypothesis proposes that elements of the Rancho Lebrean or Ice Age landscape still survive and can be detected on the contemporary landscape. Further, by identifying these Ice Age features, it may be possible to map the archaeological presence of the area's first people.
Really? And what kind of features still exist on the landscape we have today that could possibly still be around from such a long time ago?
Well, Joe, it was back in 2001 that I was hiking along the Sonoma coast with Raj Naidu, a fellow archaeologist. It was a windy, cold day, and we stopped for lunch behind a large rock. In fact, it was that rock right over there.
Ooh, that's pretty tall.
It sure is, Joe. It's 60 feet high.
Wow.
So I was eating my sandwich when I noticed something unusual about this rock.
What was that?
Well, see for yourself. Right there, notice how the first 14 feet of the rock are polished and the last 45 or so feet aren't?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Well, back in 2001, I thought for a good long while about this. What could have caused just one portion of the rock to be polished and the rest not?
That is strange. And what was your conclusion?
I believe that this rock was rubbed by an ancient prehistoric mammal known as a mammoth.
Jeepers!
You see, the mammoth was an ancient member of the elephant family and must have acted in ways similar to today's elephants. It's common for wild elephants to wallow in mud pools, coating their skin with mud, allowing it to dry, and then rubbing off the mud vigorously against a rock. In this way, pesky insects are rubbed right out of the elephant's skin.
That's astonishing. And so you believe that mammoths rubbed these rocks until a polish developed?
Exactly.
Now tell me, how tall was a mammoth at the shoulder?
As much as 14 feet.
Which is the amount of the rock that is rubbed.
Precisely. Wow. My theory states that by finding these mammoth rubbing rocks, we may also be able to find archaeological evidence of early man, because ancient man hunted the mammoth.
So your Rancho La Brea hypothesis states that by digging around and near these rocks, you may find tools, artifacts, and other evidence that ancient Paleo-Indians lived and hunted right here in Sonoma.
That's right.
So you've been testing your theory with an archaeological dig.
That's correct. I've been lucky enough to have enlisted some fellow scientists in trying to prove or disprove my theory. One of them is a respected scientist named Tom Origer of Santa Rosa Junior College. He and many of his archaeology students have been assisting me with this dig.
Wow, this is pretty exciting. You've been digging right over there, huh?
That's right.
And what have you found so far?
Well, we found hammer stones and projectile points and other evidence that this rock was used as a prehistoric quarry for stone tools.
Good golly.
We found stone scrapers and microblades and other clearly man-made ancient tools.
Breck, have you found what you were looking for?
Well, to be honest, not yet.
I'm guessing you were hoping to find a spear point still buried in a mammoth bone.
That would work for me, but of course that's a long shot. We're really just hoping for spear points that date to around 11,000 BC or earlier, and if there were mammoth or other large animal bones in the same stratigraphic area, well, that would be nice.
Well, why don't we make it a lot easier and just hop into the time machine and find out for ourselves, guys.
Are you sure this thing's safe?
Well, we sent the KSVY station cat back into time.
Wait a minute. You put little Savvy in a time machine.
She seemed normal.
Well, that's good enough for me. Let's do it.
Right. Let's all walk over here. Here we go. Okay. Now step to the door, Breck. Joe.
I sure hope this works.
Okay. All set. Set the dials. For what, Breck?
Let's say 11,000 BC or 13,000 years ago.
Hey, Roger. Let's flip these switches here. Atomic battery to turbine. Turbines to speed. Hold on. Here she goes. Well, that should have done it. Let's get out and take a look.
Oh. Hey, Breck, where did the ocean go?
Oh boy, it worked. I'm so excited. Look, my Farallon plane theory was right. You see, now that we're in 11,000 BC, the ocean is almost all the way out where the Farallon Islands are today. You see, back in, the oceans were much more shallow, as so much water was stuck in glaciers and in the polar ice caps because of the Ice Age.
Oh, wow. It looks just like what I think Africa looks like. It's a huge plain. I mean, look at all those animals.
Yes, what you're looking at, Joe, is a vast grassland savanna, much like the Serengeti Plain, with many ancient animals. Look, there's the now extinct camel and that huge herd of large horses. And wow, I can't believe it. Look over there. Saber-toothed tiger. He's stalking the horses.
Oh, I hope he keeps it that way. Maybe we shouldn't go too far from the time machine, guys.
Good idea, Joe. Say, do you see what I see over there?
Well, looky there. People.
Gentlemen, we are in the presence of ancient men.
Okay, now our interns just finished a special feature of the time machine, the Universal Language Translation Unit. Let's turn this on. We should be able to talk to these Paleo-Indians. Hello.
Hello to you.
Yes, I think I can understand them. I think I understand. Breck, give it a try. Say hello to him.
Hello, ancient man.
Hey, where did you guys come from?
We come from the future to learn from you, ancient ones.
Hold on there. I'm not ancient. Well, I'm 25, but I'm still feeling good. My spear arm is still great. I'm still making the kills, if you know what I mean.
No, I mean, I've come to learn the story of how you live. You see, I study your life. I'm an archaeologist.
And you study our life in the future?
That's right.
Huh. Nice to know we're finally going to get a little respect. It's not like we get a whole lot of respect around here.
Boy, isn't that the truth? I mean, what with the saber-tooths always hunting us and the lions? Well, it's not so bad. I mean, We did get another mammoth last week.
I can't believe it. I'm actually talking to two paleo Indians. I've got so many questions. Let's see. So you said you're mammoth hunters?
Whenever we can. Boy, that's some mighty fine eating.
Our last hunt was a classic.
No kidding. Sure, it did take five of us, and we trailed the thing for three entire days. It took us too long to carve up the nice parts, but hey, a little drying in the sun and food for a month.
Spear thrust through the tender belly?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Of course, you do really have to watch out. Those tusks are huge.
Say, you didn't happen to kill a mammoth anywhere around here, did you?
Well, let me think. Yeah, the one before. We got him right over there.
I see it. You just left the bones there.
Well, of course, and you can't move the thing. There was only five of us. We couldn't even turn it over. We just took the liver and the heart, intestines, you know, the choice meat.
Wow. I'll just measure the distance from these rocks. Okay, great. Now I know where to dig.
Yeah, I'm happy to help. See, any more questions?
You bet. Let's see here. Do you men use small boats covered with animal skins?
Oh, sure. We're always out there on the ocean. We get most of our protein from the sea. You know, fish, shellfish, urchin. Boy, I love that stuff.
Here, eat some of this.
Amazing. This is delicious. What is it?
I call this my mammoth hand roll. Dried mammoth thigh meat wrapped in seaweed.
Sushi.
Oh, sure. We love the big game, but that's just a small part of our diet. To be honest, I prefer salmon.
This may mean that the coastal migration theory is correct. Tell me, where did your people come from?
Well, the storyteller is always telling us about how we paddled to this place in our boats, and we sing songs about the cold land to the north, where the ice floats out on the surface of the sea.
That's amazing. Then Fladmark and Dixon are correct. The initial colonization of the Americas was done by ancient men in skin boats.
Well, you're losing me on all that, but I can safely say that we are what you call opportunistic hunters and gatherers. We will hunt, gather, and eat just about anything.
Now that's the truth, especially my cousin Og. Why, the other day we caught him eating slugs.
Man, that was really gross. But to be honest, the women and children are in charge of getting most of our food.
They're always gathering herbs and nuts and wild fruit and digging for roots, catching small animals like frogs, turtles, birds, and rabbits, and of course, gathering seaweed, fishing, gathering clams, oysters, mussels.
Look, we men are usually preparing for the next hunt.
No kidding. It takes so much work to get ready.
You know, there's the dance. You have to get into the zone. 2 days of fasting, sweat huts, cleanliness rituals, we wait for the dream.
And all this time, we stay away from the women.
Yeah, this is hard work.
And then, well, hunting mammoths is no easy task.
Speaking of mammoths, gentlemen, my Rancho Librean hypothesis states that this rock is brightly polished because mammoths rubbed it. Tell me, have you ever seen them do this?
Oh, yeah, all the time. First, they wallow in that mud pit over there, see that? And they coat themselves with mud, and then they rub it all off onto that rock over there.
You see, on account of the mosquitoes and flies, you know.
Yeah, boy, those insects are murder, especially around sunset.
We keep a fire going all the time.
Oh, you gotta keep the fire going.
Say, what's that you're burning in the fire anyway?
Ooh, that's a bison dung.
I knew it. Oh boy, this is great.
Yeah, bison dung. It burns easily. You can find it lying all over the place when you just stepped in it. Without it, the fire would go out, and then...
Saber tooth.
Yeah, we'd be cat food for sure.
You know, you would figure mammoth hunting would get boring.
But it never does.
No, that thrill is always there. Of course, it is a pretty big payday.
Thousands of pounds of meat, with all the glamour of being the big mammoth hunter.
The girls definitely love it.
Hey, now that's the truth. Why, there's a marriage around practically every one of our kills.
Sure, I mean, if a guy has a chance with a particular lady, we all agree that he was the one with the killing thrust.
Yep, that usually does the trick.
Hey, let's not kid ourselves. It's a pretty big deal. I mean, even if you do it with four or five others.
Oh, it's a party for sure. Why, one mammoth and we're on easy street for weeks.
Gentlemen, you've been so helpful. I believe you've answered all of my questions.
Hey, listen, we're happy to help. I mean, we don't get the respect we deserve.
Yeah, look at us. I mean, we're a lot more developed than people think.
And look at this tattoo.
Nice.
No, really look at it. The workmanship, the beauty. This is a genuine work of art.
Oh, yeah, well, hey, check out this spear.
Impressive.
No fooling. Fire-hardened, hand-carved shaft. Sinew attached razor sharp spear point, this is a serious weapon.
Wow.
And not just that. Check out this tool kit made from animal skin. I have several projectile points, flint nappers for scraping hides and wood. I have made my magic talisman here, ensuring a good hunt.
You lose that magic talisman? Huh, forget it.
Really? Remember what happened to Harry?
Let's change the subject.
Just look at our shoes. A combination of woven reeds and animal skins. Our clothing is quite sophisticated, you know. We invented layering.
Oh, yeah. The more layers, the better.
And our ritual and ceremonial life is quite impressive.
Hey, that's true. Seems like there's always something going on down at the storyteller's fire.
In fact, isn't there a big dance tonight?
Full moon.
Oh, okay, okay. Listen, Mr. Man of the Future, any other questions? We're kind of in a rush for time. Look at the sundial over there. I have to start coating my body with animal fat for the dance.
And I haven't even begun braiding my hair.
Oh, we'll never make it before sundown.
Okay, well, thanks for everything. This has been the greatest day of my life. Goodbye, Ancient Man.
Hey, Breck, that saber-tooth's heading this way.
Let's get out of here.
Okay, I'm in.
Set the dial for April 13th, 10:23 a.m.
Check. Okay. Atomic batteries to turbines, turbines to speed.
Okay, we should be back. Take a look.
The ocean. It's back.
Oh, that's good.
What a journey. Let's check the watch. Yep, right on time. We don't want to mess with the time-space continuum.
You mean like change the future by something we did in the past?
Exactly. Didn't you guys ever watch Star Trek?
Well, I never thought I'd really try a time machine.
Well, this was the greatest day I've ever had. It was truly a dream day for an archaeologist.
Yeah, I guess your theories were all proven to be correct.
And once you dig up that mammoth with spear points in it, right next to a mammoth rubbing rock, why, your Rancho LeBrayan hypothesis will be accepted as fact by all your fellow scientists.
That would be nice. And I want to thank KSVY and its amazing staff who made this time machine journey possible.
I'll tell you, never underestimate the engineering genius of a 17-year-old technico radio technicians.
What can I say? I'm so grateful.
Well, it's been a blast, and we'd love for you to come back again sometime soon, Breck.
What would we do the next time?
I don't know. What do you say to just getting into the time machine and spinning the dial?
I'm game.
Well, that's our show for today, folks. Our guest has been Breck Parkman, senior archaeologist for the Cal State Park System. And for more info on Breck and his mammoth rubbing rocks, go to ca.parks.gov and type in mammoth rocks in quotes, and that will take you right to Breck's official webpage.
Thanks again, Breck, and my co-host Joe Hairshaft. And this has been Rip Roarin' Tales, The Old West, on KSVY, 91.3 FM in Sonoma.
Is that the Statue of Liberty in the sand over there? Did you set that time right?